Welcome to this practice of equanimity. Let's begin by coming to a comfortable seated position in a safe, warm, protected place where you will not be disturbed. Be sure that you've turned off anything that has an on-off switch so you can have some time for yourself to cultivate equanimity. So often in our lives, there is no equanimity. We're reacting, things we like, things we don't like, pushing, pulling. But this practice is a practice that we cultivate over time, a sense of equanimity. You can use these phrases during an extended practice or during your day. Again, inviting yourself to find some ease and peace, regardless of external circumstances. So settling into your chair, upright, dignified, relaxed. Body and mind both at ease. A sense of supporting yourself physically, mentally, emotionally. And coming to the practice with a sense of curiosity, kindness, good intentions for your own well-being. Beginning by turning the attention to the breath, inviting the breath to flow naturally in and out of the body. Perhaps noticing the belly, soft, filling and emptying with the breath. The chest rising and falling with the breath. Nothing forced or controlled, simply riding along this wave of the breath. And in this practice, we'll be repeating phrases. It may be that the phrases resonate with you. If they don't, feel free to change them in any way that would be supportive for your own practice. Beginning with the first phrase, saying silently to yourself, "May I accept things as they are?" And allow your attention to rest on the phrases and on your breath, noticing what might arise in the mind, the heart, the body. May I accept things as they are. It doesn't necessarily mean we want things to be the way they are, but since they are, might we begin to accept that? Just saying that I see this, I see how it is. May I accept things as they are in this moment, knowing that all things change. But in this moment, this is how it is. May I accept things as they are. And letting these phrases settle in as you repeat them silently to yourself. May I accept things as they are. And then changing the phrase, may I accept myself as I am. May I accept myself as I am. In this moment, as much as possible. Again, there's no demanding anything in this practice. It's simply an invitation to begin to cultivate equanimity. May I accept myself as I am. How is that for you? May I accept myself as I am. Not as I think I should be, as I hope I will be, as I want to be, but in this moment, may I accept myself as I am. And then changing the phrase again, may my heart be at ease. May my heart be at ease. As much as is possible in this moment, may my heart be at ease. Beginning again at the beginning, may I accept things as they are. This is how it is now. May I accept things as they are. And may I accept myself as I am. Inviting the body mind to relax, may I accept myself as I am. And may my heart be at ease. As much as possible in this moment, may my heart be at ease. Returning the attention back to the breath. And know that this practice is available to you at any moment in any day for any length of time that is helpful for you. It's a practice cultivating equanimity. I wish you all the best in your practice. May you and may all beings be at ease.